This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we're here this hour and next to take your phone calls. We want to be there for you. We want you to come into the doctor's office and pose your questions. 877-726-8255 is our number. And the topics include diet, nutrition, supplements, all aspects of your total health portfolio. 877-726-8255 is our number. And we got lots to talk about today. We're going to talk about glyphosate and a new study that suggests that indeed it does cause cancer, and also some new revelations about the yeast connection. Yeah, we talk about Candida, the yeast connection. Doctors have poo-pooed that as something that's real, but new studies are finally validating that and making it seem that maybe we were onto something 20, 30 years ago when we first started talking about the yeast connection. 877-726-8255 is our number. Also, menthol-flavored cigarettes, they're in the crosshairs. Food and Drug Administration wants to ban them. We'll see why in just a few moments. 877-726-TALK. And let's start out with this one. An apple a day may keep the psychiatrist away. And no, that doesn't mean you should heave apples at your mental health care professional. You know, pineapple might do more damage. But it turns out that you can eat your way to better mental health. And key to that proposition is the consumption of fruits and vegetables. This is a new study that verifies the findings of previous studies that suggest that folks who consume adequate amounts of fruits and vegetables do better, not just physically, but also mentally. This study suggests that consumption of fruits and vegetables are linked to increases in self-reported mental well-being and life satisfaction. This is over a five-year period. And, you know, you may say, well, yeah, people who eat lots of fruits and vegetables, they're more health-conscious individuals anyway. So they probably have a better mental outlook, and therefore, you know, it's correlation, not causation. But we'll take a look at why that's not the case in just a moment. In the study, they controlled for other variables, determinants of mental health well-being, such as physical health, income, and consumption of other foods. I mean, you might say, well, yeah, you have more wealthy people, they're affluent, they can afford fresh fruits and vegetables, poor people less so, they buy junk food because it's cheap. No, they actually match these people in terms of income, also in terms of their overall health. The researchers say that this is interesting. You know, we tend to think of exercise as being the elixir for optimal mental health. And the researchers say this. They say the estimates from our work suggest that adding just one portion to your diet per day of fresh fruits and vegetables could be as beneficial to mental well-being as going for a walk on an extra 7 to 8 days a month. So one portion per day, you know, forget the walking, just eat the fruit or vegetables. One portion is equal to one cup of raw vegetables. That's the size of a fist. That's a moderate portion. Half a cup of cooked vegetables or chopped fruit or one piece of whole fruit. So it suggests a simple way that we can enhance our outlooks. And you know, we know that diet is very much associated with depression. There is such a thing as a pro-inflammatory diet. Inflammation doesn't just affect the joints. It also affects the brain. Studies suggest that depression may be an inflammatory disorder. And if you eat a lot of junk food, sugar, refined plant oils, You're going to have an inflamed brain, and therefore it won't work as well, and you'll feel depressed. So the authors say that the number of fruit and vegetable portions eaten in a day can predict whether someone is diagnosed with depression or anxiety 2 years later. But interestingly, the reverse does not seem to be true. So in other words, people who are already depressed, who eat more fruits and vegetables, it doesn't seem to make a difference. So the suggestion from that is that it's not just correlation. It's just, you know, the folks who are depressed, they don't like fruits and vegetables as much. No, even folks with depression, the more they eat fruits and vegetables, it's not influencing their depression. So it's more likely that eating fruits and vegetables is influencing mood, and not that mood is influencing food choices, if you get what I mean. So why is this the case? Well, we know that fresh fruits and vegetables are rich in certain vitamins. They contain polyphenols, perhaps anti-inflammatory substances. These may be helpful for the brain. One of the things I say to people is that I probably have a purple brain by now because I eat tons of blueberries and blackberries, which are rich in proanthocyanidins, which are known to be helpful for brain function. You know, maybe we'll eventually, they'll do a postmortem and we'll see if my brain has a bit of a bluish tinge. But, I think the main reason why fresh fruits and vegetables are helpful for the brain is because they nourish the microbiome. Fiber in vegetables and fruits is a prebiotic, and it helps good bacteria flourish. And the good bacteria suppress the bad bacteria, which are toxic and may release substances that literally act as poisons to normal brain function. And therefore, the link between healthy diet rich in plant fibers, which nourish the bacterial microbiome within our GI tracts, that thus corresponds to better physical health overall, less inflammation in the body, but also better brain function. So, come back to the proposition, an apple a day or a fruit or vegetable of your choice may keep the psychiatrist at bay. All right, this item on glyphosate, you know, if you watch cable TV, you know, you can cable news, you're starting to see ads saying, have you or a relative been exposed to Roundup? Call 1-800-SUE-THE-BASTARDS, you know, this whatever law firm is putting this out, because there's a big pot of money set aside now for settlements for people who've been exposed to this weed killer. Glyphosate is in the common garden application Roundup, but it's also being sprayed on our crops. And, you know, whether or not you're an agricultural worker spraying this stuff and getting massive amounts into your system, or whether you're a person who just consumes conventional fruits and vegetables that are, or GMO foods, growth-modified or genetically modified organisms, are made to be Roundup ready. So there, you know, you can spray weed killer over a field. You'll kill the weeds. You won't kill the crops. We're all getting exposed to lots and lots of glyphosate. Well, common weed killer glyphosate increases cancer risk by 41%, study says. And you're going to see a big variance between what the U.S. EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, says and what the World Health Organization says. Because in 2015, the World Health Organization said glyphosate is probably carcinogenic to humans. The U.S. EPA, our own environmental guardians, in their infant wisdom, said, eh, not likely to be carcinogenic to humans. Nonetheless, people are winning lawsuits against Monsanto, now part of Bayer. And this caused a big headache for Bayer because Bayer just acquired Monsanto, and they're also acquiring a lot of liability, literally billions of dollars of liability, because people are suing. And can it be a long time off when we start thinking about maybe, just maybe, we shouldn't be spraying all our crops with glyphosate, because there are detectable amounts of glyphosate in all of our bloodstreams, in our urine, in women's breast milk. And what in the heck is it doing to people when there's a strong correlation between glyphosate exposure and the risk of a type of blood cancer called non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. They say in the study, all of the meta-analyses conducted to date, including our own, consistently report the same key findings. Exposure to glyphosate-based herbicides is associated with an increased risk of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. This is in a journal called Mutation Research. And no, we don't want to experience mutations. All right, 877-726-8255 is our number. Let's hear from you. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Dance floor is open. Come on, everyone. Let's shake it.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kyolic Garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today. Available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255 is our number if you want to call us during our program. We're live. And there are other ways to get through to us. You can email your question to radioprogram@AOL.com, and we'll take up your question as fodder for our weekly Q&A with Layla, wherein we answer listener emails. There's another way you can reach us. You can go to drhoffman.com, and on your PC or Mac on the home screen, there'll be a little prompt where you'll be asked to record a question, if you like, as did Hagen. How you doing, Hagen?
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. This is Hagen. I have a question about SIBO. I was reviewing your website, and I noticed that you advocate on there, or at least use the specific carbohydrate diet or GAPS for treatment of SIBO. Is that still your preferred choice of diet, or do you use low FODMAP sometimes? I know you've had Dr. Seebecker on the show, and she seems to advocate the low FODMAP diet. Just wanted to get some clarification on that and your thoughts, since those two diets sort of conflict each other. Love your show. Thanks so much.
Okay, good question, Hagen. So what we're talking about is SIBO, small intestine bacterial overgrowth. And this is a concept that actually we've been talking about for a long time. Intestinal dysbiosis, which means bad bacteria take off. Kind of like a weed patch, you know, instead of a beautiful, luxuriant, harmonious ecosystem, you've got a weed patch in your gastrointestinal tract. And there are reasons for that. We take antibiotics too often. We drink chlorinated and fluoridated water. We're not breastfed. We eat a lot of junk food that contains chemicals and lots of sugar. And the net result is our bacteria are all messed up. So SIBO means that bacteria are fermenting a lot. They produce a lot of gas. The gas produces upper GI symptoms, you know, belching, burping, heartburn, lower GI symptoms like urgency and diarrhea. And so this concept now has led to the introduction of antibiotics to kill off the bad bugs. And, you know, some of the popular antibiotics include Xifaxan, which is a really expensive antibiotic. I hate when patients get hit with a tab to pay for that. Yes, we can use herbal things to suppress the growth of the bad bacteria, things like oil of oregano, golden seal, a couple of my favorite formulas for that, Candibactin AR and Candibactin BR, but there are others. But it really requires a fundamental diet change, because if you want to change the bacteria in your gut, you need to change your diet, because your diet is what the bacteria eat. And you can influence the type of bacteria you have in your gastrointestinal tract by either amping up on certain foods or eliminating certain foods. And the foods that are eliminated on the GAPS diet or the specific carbohydrate diet or the FODMAP diet, the low FODMAP diet it's called, these are fermentable carbohydrates by and large. And they're actually, you say there's conflicts. Well, the conflicts are more, they're not that substantive. The conflicts are slight between those diets. It's a lot of overlap. And they aim to achieve the same thing. They want to limit the overgrowth of certain fermentable carbohydrates that can promote bacterial growth. So right now, low FODMAP diet is a good thing to try. You know, we might then switch to the specific carbohydrate diet, which eliminates certain other foods. It's even more radical diet modification. The GAPS diet, slightly different. But different strokes for different folks. And boy, people get real relief from these dietary interventions. When it comes to gas, bloating, diarrhea, irritable bowel syndrome, and so on. Okay, do stiff, achy joints slow you down? Well, let me share this with you, because if you'd like to put some of the cushion back in your joints and cartilage, if you'd like to clinically reduce everyday joint aches and pains, well, there's some good news. Our friends at Purity Products want to send you a bottle of their legendary Ultimate HA7 Joint Formula for just $9. It's a trial offer for Intelligent Medicine listeners. Ultimate HA features the joint-boosting effects of hyaluronic acid, and HA works like a shock absorber, helping to cushion and soothe your joints. Plus, this HA also hydrates your skin, and people say they look better, too. So just a few capsules a day, and you deliver powerful support for your joints, cartilage, skin, and connective tissues. Here's the offer. Call 1-800-983-1154 and get a full-size bottle of HA7 for just $9. And you also get free shipping. Call now to claim your $9 trial bottle of HA7 with free shipping. That number is 1-800-983-1154. So it's a limited offer. Call now, 1-800-983-1154 for Ultimate HA7 Joint Formula. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and when we return, we're going to take a look at some shadow banning, but maybe some outright banning, of controversial health advice on Pinterest and now potentially on Facebook. So your right to see controversial health topics may be limited by the censors. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. If you happen to be on a weight loss regimen, studies show that as fat cells shrink, they release stored toxins into the system that can actually poison metabolic pathways and slow your metabolism, causing your weight to plateau even in the face of stringent diet adherence. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol, a collection of carefully curated supplements to mobilize toxin elimination, easing the blahs that sometimes compromise your dietary resolve. The Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol is an easy way to get the exact combination of the targeted nutrients you need. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information and to purchase. Plus, you'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immunity protocols and much more. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. We're here to answer your questions this hour and next. And this item comes under the heading of I told you so, or alternatively, been saying all these years. And it has to do with the yeast connection. which doctors were extremely skeptical about when I first started talking about it 30 years ago or so. And it's a theory that yeast overgrowth in the gastrointestinal tract can trigger all sorts of problems in the body. It can give people brain fog. It can cause allergies. Even in a patient with asthma, you might say, well, this person's taken a lot of antibiotics because they've had a lot of respiratory infections. They've been on steroids. Maybe they've got a yeast problem. And then if you mention that to, you know, one of our pulmonary disease colleagues, they would say, that's bunk. That's crazy. The only thing that can happen with yeast is if you're extremely immunosuppressed, if you're an AIDS patient or something, yeah, that's a problem. But normal people don't have problems with yeast. So this story comes to us from the journal Cell. And I hear they have a great sports page, Cell. And the headline is, our microbiome can impair our immune system through the fungus Candida albicans. And it's what's basically we've been saying all along, is that if you start to develop an overgrowth of yeast in your gastrointestinal tract, yeah, you may experience gas, bloating, and indigestion, okay, because yeast is what they use to ferment beer, wine, alcohol, and the product of fermentation is gas, carbon dioxide. So if you have gassiness and bloating, it could be bacterial, it could be fungal, but more so than that, yeast has a profound effect on our immune systems. And here they finger a certain type of immune system cell. It's called the Th17 cells. And the yeast actually causes an immune system activation. So you become sensitive to things that ordinarily your body should tolerate. Like, for example, Aspergillus. Aspergillus is a type of mold. You know, interesting thing pointed out at a lecture that I recently attended is, you know, we all talk about mold sensitivity, moldy environments, how they're terrible for our health. But humans, you know, over the course of history have lived in forests and in damp, moist caves and didn't really suffer so many problems. But in recent times, perhaps because of our diet, perhaps because of our hygiene, perhaps because of vaccines, lack of breastfeeding, you name it, antibiotics certainly enter into the picture. We become much more sensitive to mold, and so many people suffer tremendously from mold exposure. Here they say the research shows that individuals have with yeast have an increased level of Th17 cells in their lung tissue, and this is associated with deterioration of these patients' health. So they say that the presence of Candida may amp up the body's immune defenses to the point where the body starts to react in a hypersensitive way to all manner of things, and the result is allergic sinusitis, seasonal allergies, and perhaps also respiratory problems like traditional asthma. Okay? And so I always think of the gut when treating patients with respiratory problems. Fix the gut, you improve it with diet, get rid of harmful organisms, repopulate it with beneficial probiotics. That's kind of a workaround. It's an end run to help patients have less in the way of allergic symptoms. Okay, let's take some of our recorded calls. By the way, our number, 877-726-8255. But Felicia came along and left us this recorded call or question. Let's hear from Felicia.
I would like to say to the women out there that when you go for your physicals and you get your heart checked out with the blood pressure and a treadmill with the little electrodes and they take the graphs, those tests are not always 100% accurate as to the condition of your heart. The treadmill will be more accurate for a man, I think, than a woman. There are also other tests that can be given to women to further investigate and check your heart out. The only thing is, the doctor's not going to give these to you on his own, much less bring them up. you need to be proactive of your own heart and your own health. Google those tests that are more accurate and ask your doctor if you feel you want to feel safe and maybe more assured that you're in good health. Be proactive on your heart health.
Okay. Yeah. And this is a great, it's actually a comment, not so much a question, but let me tee off on it because this, after all, it's February. So it's Go Red for Women, National Heart Month, with a particular emphasis on women's heart health because, you know, women, there's a double standard in terms of treating heart problems in women. The fact remains that although women get heart disease at a later age on average than men, they still die at the same rate of heart disease, still the number one killer of women. And the problem is that much of the research, the vast majority of research on heart disease has been conducted in men. And women aren't just smaller men. They have a different presentation of heart disease. Sometimes it's more insidious. They don't have the classic, you know, grab the right side of their chest and the pain radiates down their arm. They may have more subtle symptoms that they're developing heart problems. Also, all the medications that are used for heart disease, virtually all of them, are tested on men, not on women. So it's not clear that women will respond as well. And, you know, as the caller points out, as Felicia points out, stress tests are notoriously inaccurate for predicting heart disease, especially in women, and will yield a lot of false positives as well as false negatives, you know, falsely reassuring you that you're okay, but also falsely telling you that something's wrong, leading to a lot of unnecessary procedures and tests and all manner of, you know, stuff, that, can be alarming and invasive and expensive. So, you know, I'm not quite sure what battery of tests she'd like women to undertake, but I'd like to profile women, with a full panel of cardiovascular risk factors. I'd like to look at not just cholesterol, but, you know, the HDL, the particle size of the LDL, whether it's oxidized or not, C-reactive protein, LP little a, homocysteine. And we also like to look at, you know, the whole pattern of risk factors. Is the patient insulin resistant, pre-diabetic? What's their hemoglobin A1C? Are they, is their blood sugar bouncing around? Do they have a lot of excess body fat, which puts them at risk? And, you know, the ultimate test is to actually look at the calcium accumulation within the arteries, the EBT heart scan, which unfortunately is not usually reimbursed by insurance these days, but can be a real indicator of cardiovascular risk, even when a stress test is normal. You know, stress test fine, but yeah, you've got plaque formation. You really need to get on the ball for cardiovascular disease prevention. Or alternatively, we'll see women sky-high cholesterol 300, 325, with a good HDL, and often we'll see zero or minimal plaque with these women. We don't know until we test, but we need to do some additional analysis before we pull the trigger on, you know, all the meds, all the interventions, you know, statins unnecessarily applied. Women in general don't respond as well to statins as men. They do sometimes, but men, much of the research on statins has been done not in mixed populations, but on men, especially in older women, there's a different response to statins. It's not that advantageous. And therefore, we need to really look at this in a female-centric way if we're really going to achieve prevention of something which kills more women than any other cause, ultimately. It's not breast cancer. You know, women dread breast cancer. Breast cancer, a very small fraction of the number of deaths attributable to cardiovascular disease in women in this country. All right, good call, Felicia. Thanks for chiming in with that perspective. And let me share this with you. Do you suffer from frequent fatigue? Because I'm going to tell you about the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age or illness or just being run down. It's NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. I've been telling you about it for a long time. I personally take it. Clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. And there is a formula called ProPax with NT Factor. It's a one-stop shop for all your vitamin and mineral needs, and take it if you like. But some people say, I already have a multi and I have a fish oil that I like. So where can I access the benefits of NT Factor alone? The product Healthy Aging.
answers that need. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already on, and it comes with a 45-day It comes with a 45-day money-back guarantee. And now for a limited time, when you buy one bottle of Healthy Aging, you get another one free. Just please use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. You can get Healthy Aging by calling 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Don't forget the coupon code Hoffman at checkout for that buy one, get one free offer. All right, 877-726-8255 is our number, and we'll be right back with more of Intelligent Medicine.
Got indigestion, gas, bloating? Your symptoms could be caused by an imbalance of the good versus bad bacteria in your intestinal tract. Stress, fast food, x-rays, antibiotics, they are all a part of modern life. They can decrease your good intestinal bacteria, leading to a rise of bad bacteria and then digestive distress. Make 2019 the year you tackle your digestive concerns head-on. Rebuild your good intestinal bacteria with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, a worldwide leader in probiotic health for over 30 years. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's will help improve your digestive well-being. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's probiotics will help you feel better. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online. Get your digestion under control today.
Do achy, stiff joints slow you down? Would you like to put some of the cushion back in your joints and cartilage? Would you like to clinically reduce everyday joint aches and pains? Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and if you answered yes, then good news. Our friends at Purity Products want to send you a bottle of their legendary Ultimate HA joint formula for just $9. Ultimate HA features the joint-boosting benefits of hyaluronic acid. HA works like a shock absorber, helping you to cushion and soothe your joints. Plus, this HA also hydrates your skin, and people say they look better too. Just a few capsules a day, and you deliver powerful support for your joints, cartilage, skin, and connective tissue. So call 1-800-983-1154 and get a full-size bottle of HA7 for only $9, and you also get free shipping. Call now to claim your $9 trial bottle of HA7 with free shipping. 1-800-983-1154. These move fast, so call now. 1-800-983-1154.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm very sorry to say, by the way, our number 877-726-8255. I'm very sorry to say that a wave of censorship about legitimate health concerns is about to hit social media. And it's focusing on the vaccine controversy. And the issue here, and let me just say out front that I am not inalterably opposed to vaccines. By no means. Vaccines have saved literally millions, perhaps tens of millions of individuals across the world and saved people from the ravages of terrible diseases and their tremendous advance of modern medicine. But, you know, just as with any medical procedure, a drug, a surgical procedure, we need to do better. We need to find out why some people react adversely to vaccines and why some vaccines are less effective than we'd like them to be. And we need to look at the whole issue of what do vaccines as a whole do to the populace at large when it comes to their immune systems, whether they're more likely to experience cancer or autoimmune diseases or neurodevelopmental disorders like autism. And yeah, I don't, you know, once I raise that specter of autism, you know, people start, oh, you're poisoning the well. You're an anti-vaxxer. You're going to cause a lot of people to die because they're refusing vaccines. And it just becomes such an irrational, battle lines are drawn kind of controversy that, it's come to this. Pinterest, which, is, you know, some of you may not know what it is. It's just a place where you could post pictures, basically. It's kind of like a place to, you know, put your stuff. And other people, if they're interested, they can follow you on Pinterest. And Pinterest has actually called for a ban on anti-vaccine materials. And that is
really bad, because the only thing worse than the fact that some people may take this literally and dangerously expose their families to disease because they don't want to take any vaccines whatsoever and maybe put the rest of the populace at risk is that we begin a form of censorship about medical ideas that are controversial or that we don't like. I mean, the next thing may be, you know, supplements for certain diseases. We can't say that because the FDA or the powers that be or some bureaucrat tells us that these are not claims we can make, that it's not possible to slow degenerative brain changes, for example, with diet or supplements, which is eminently reasonable, but it's not an approved claim by the powers that be. So here's what's coming next. Facebook, facing lawmaker questions, says it may remove anti-vaccine recommendations. And the initiative is coming from a guy that we well know, who is chief inquisitor in the investigation of Donald Trump, Representative Adam Schiff. And whatever you think of his, you know, whether you think he's a villain or a hero in going after the Trump administration, he sent a letter to Facebook chief executive officer Mark Zuckerberg and Google boss Sundar Pichai, asking them to address the problem of anti-vaccine information. And Facebook said, yeah, well, we're exploring additional measures to best combat the problem. We sometimes call that shadow banning. In other words, they don't outright ban it, but they put it so low down in the algorithm that you get lost. You can't find it. Nobody, you know, you got to dig. And we know that certain information is favored by the algorithms, by the mathematical formulas that cause certain things to pop up in your search or are buried on page 8 of your search. And the concern is this is going to start to happen with vaccine-related material, but who knows where it'll end. So YouTube already said it would start cutting videos with, quote, borderline content that, quote, misinform users in harmful ways. But that sounds kind of subjective, doesn't it? The company offered some examples. One was a video that, quote, promotes a phony miracle cure for a serious illness. And by the way, I call those out. I call those out. I mean, if something is overpromising and ripping people off and misleading them, or maybe steering them away from plausible conventional therapy, that's bad. But where does it end? So, you know, the concern here is that we're entering an era of censorship that is going to deprive us of access to information that we need to make informed decisions as medical consumers. And I hope that there's a big pushback from the public to allow content at least to appear. Then you can make your decision. You can decide, because both arguments will be there. It's like a town hall where there's a debate and you can participate and you can listen to both sides, but at least one side is not muzzled and relegated to the dark web where the information is not accessible. All right, this was a fascinating study. This study shows, you know, menthol cigarettes. You know, I used to play around with cigarettes, and when I was in college, I smoked cigarettes. And then I tried menthol cigarettes, and they were okay, but I didn't really stick with that. They're interesting because they have a cooling effect, and hence you got cigarettes like Kool, K-O-O-L, and they seem to be especially popular among African Americans. And maybe it's a cultural thing, but it turns out there is a genetic variant that they have found in African Americans that makes menthol cigarettes appeal to them more. It turns out that 86% of African American smokers use menthol cigarettes compared to less than 30% of smokers of European descent. So something's going on there, and it appears that there's a genetic reason. They actually pinned it down to a gene called MRGPRX4. That gene variant dictates whether you like menthol or not. And what's coming down the pike here, and this, you know, I encourage, they are seeking a ban on the sale of menthol-flavored cigarettes because, you know, the natural irritation the cigarettes cause gets people to smoke less and maybe quit cigarettes altogether. With mentholated cigarettes, you get a cooling sensation in your lungs, and that may make you oblivious to the adverse effects of the cigarettes. It's addicting, it reinforces the smoking habit. And the FDA is after mentholated flavored cigarettes and also menthol and flavored vapes. that entice high school kids to start getting hooked on tobacco. And I applaud that move. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255. Call us next hour with your questions.